Lisa Walsh first spoke out about her daughter Kiva's limb lengthening surgery to Red FM News last October. An outpouring of support ensued, with thousands following Kiva's journey on Lisa's online blog. However, Lisa says her confidence was knocked this week on Kiva's return to Glenville National School.
I was brought into the principal's office and he just said, look, I have a bit of concern. I would like if you took Kiva away. You know, it's a bit of a health and safety issue. And, you know, have you thought about homeschooling her? And I said, where's all this coming from? I said, I told you Friday we were coming back.
Lisa says she was surprised she was handed homeschooling application forms, and both she and Kiva found the whole experience upsetting and confusing.
Brand new state-of-the-art school, wheelchair accessible, lifts in there, everything. There's nothing to stop her from going into her classroom and being with her friends. Just felt so humiliated and hurt being escorted from my car to the school and being escorted back out with her in a wheelchair and Kiva asking me, Mommy, Mommy, what's wrong, what's wrong?
She also says she called the surgeon's office after the ordeal and this is what they had to say.
She asked me, why are you looking for a letter? We don't normally do this. This is not a protocol. The only reason we would give you a letter, Lisa, if you needed it for an SNA. So why are you asking me for the surgeon to give you a letter? She said, why isn't she allowed back in school? She's quite entitled to go back to school. It's only her legs. She's in a wheelchair. She's well functioning, so she should be allowed and entitled to go back into school.
The mum of three says she's disappointed a journey designed to enable Kiva has in fact disabled her.
She's going through this journey to help her. At the moment she's not enabled, she's been disabled again. It's her disability now is at the forefront again. She's disabled again.
Red FM News has requested comment from Glenville National School. Fiona O'Donovan, Red FM News, Glenville.